Satan loves to be able to mess up and mess with our spiritual mind during a time when his word is getting ready to be proclaimed. I've talked about us getting through life and getting through the problems of life, the troubles of life, dealing with the hurt and pain of life. Today is a portion, and this is the final one in this. I've been focusing on prayer for several weeks now. If you want to know what God wants you to do, you need to be talking to God. You're not to turn your head and ask your wife, what do you think God wants me to do? Or ask your husband, what do you think God wants me to do? Certainly don't ask your kids, what do you think God wants me to do? And they say, well, he told me last night that I need a car. So what we pay attention to in our life are those things that will last eternal. And yet, what's on our mind? Frivolous matters of life? Do we truly turn to our mind and focus on those individual loved ones that we have who have given so much for the freedom of this nation and so much for the love that you will have in your heart for them? Always remember, as you're remembering, do not forget the love that Christ has for us. For it is through that love that you and I are able to walk and to breathe and to live and in this nation be blessed with the greatest of all gifts. There's nothing that I have to worry about in this nation. Somebody will feed us. We know that. We understand that in this nation we still have somewhat freedoms to say what we feel that comes to our heart and how we feel about different matters. But I want you to put yourself back in history. And in doing so, you will have yourself in history also of your own life, where something important is really taking place. Not the frivolous matters, but those important matters of life. Before David became king of Israel, God watched his son as his son would hide from rock to rock, cave to cave. Many don't realize that for 10 years, the one we know as King David ran for his life, hiding in and out of caves and rocks. For 10 years, the fear was upon him that he would be killed. For 10 years, living with that fear from the human standpoint, he was lifted up from the spiritual. The hand of God was upon him. It was the hand of God that was leading him from rock to rock. Well, wonder why the God just didn't come down and say, okay, now David, I want you to know that this is going to happen. At the end of 10 years, I'm going to announce you as king. I'm going to crown you. When God crowns you, man cannot take that crown away. You and I are Christians. We have been crowned by Almighty God, and we wear the crown of Christ upon our spiritual being, upon our head, upon our heart. David running to and fro, but David, like you and me, was 100% human. And he did not completely understand what was going on with him during this period any more than you and I do. But he did know something. He knew that the only hope he had would be in God himself. The agony that he had gone through, the trials and tribulations, but it finally got to a point. Always remember, when you're reading Scripture, look to the depth of Scripture, and you will see when God says, when the time is ready, when it is my time, nothing happens universally until God says it's going to happen. It's going to happen in God's time. You and I may want to rush God, or we may want to have God slow it down, but we cannot do that. It will happen in God's time. And it was yet the time for David. But David did something that you and I need to remember and that you and I need to be focused on. Now, I'm going to read you quite a bit of scripture this morning because the message is in the scripture. And as you read it and as you listen to it, I want you to know that I've used the Message version on this to be able to bring it out in our common language that where we can truly focus on it. But as David is running, you and I, we look at the dark times. All the hurt and pain we've gone through in life, you and I right here today are remembering a loved one that has gone on. And we see that time period as a dark time. As they pass on to be with the Lord, us realizing we will be with them soon, yet the darkness surrounds us. This is what was going on with David. Darkness was surrounding him. Hope was fleeting. He did not feel like he would be a king. He felt as though he was a trapped animal waiting to be killed. And yet his heart cried out in agony. Physically, he was ready to collapse. The last straw was about to be laid that would break the back of a man that God said was a man after his own heart. Listen to Isaiah 45, verse 3. You want to see when the power of God really takes hold? I will give you the treasures of darkness. That darkness that you have in the loss of a loved one. Jesus says, look deep, for in that darkness are the treasures of life. Real, lasting treasure. The treasure that you will see throughout eternity. There are riches hidden in secret places so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. You see, God knew David's name. When Jesus hung on that cross, he refused to die until it was finished. What was finished? The whole process. What process? Your name, my name, on his heart, that he would see in the future and those of the past. And he held on during a time of darkness as the heavens come down. And you and I look now and we witness when the heavens came down, glory filled the earth. King David, running, afraid. And yet he prayed a prayer that would change life. He cried out to God through his darkness. Listen to the cry. Psalm 13, verse 3. Answer me, O Lord my God. Give me light in my darkness, lest I die. He'd come down to the breaking point. I want you to move forward. And I want you to think about David crying out to God the Father. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Last night in prayer. Agonizing to the depth as though blood was coming from the pores of his skin. David said, give me light in my darkness, lest I die. Jesus said, if there's another way, Father, can we take it? Nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. The cry would be heard in heaven as the cry we can relate to with Christ was heard on that cross. When you and I saw the hope through salvation because Jesus hung there. All the power to come down, but he refused. David, merely a human, crying out to the same Father, Lord, I'm hurting.
Lord, I'm afraid. Human fear pulls us down. And only through the spiritual strength of God can we restand or see the hope. I'm going to read you one verse out of 2 Samuel 22 first, because I want you to get the focus here. This was God listening to the prayer of David. And as God listened, God's anger grew, because he heard his servant cry out for help, as he knew that he would hear one day his only begotten son in the lineage of David crying the same. And God, he wrapped himself in a trench coat of black rain cloud darkness. God did. Heaven came down. God wrapped himself in a trench coat of black rain cloud darkness. You ever been there? When that trench coat's around you, you see no hope. You see no mercy. And you're looking for any little light that may shine. Let me read you the story in 2 Samuel 22, verses 1 through 25. Again, I've used the message. David prayed to God the words of this song after God saved him from all his enemies and Saul. God is bedrock under my feet, the castle in which I live, my rescuing knight. My God, the high rock where I run for dear life, hiding behind the boulders, safe in a granite hideout. Said God made those hideouts for me. My mountaintop refuge. He saves me from ruthless men. I sing to God the praise lofty and find myself safe and saved. The waves of death crashed over me. Devil waters rush over me. Hell's ropes cinched me tight. Death trapped, barred every exit. A hostile world. I called to God. To my God I cried out. From his palace, he heard me call. My cry brought me right into his presence. A private audience. Earth wobbled and lurched. The very heavens shook like leaves. Quake like aspen leaves because of his rage. God was not happy, folks. Now listen well. His nostrils flared, billowing smoke. His mouth spit fire. Tongues of fire darted out, in and out. Remember that at Pentecost? Remember. He lowered the sky. He stepped down. Under his feet, an abyss opened up. He rode a winged creature, swift on wide wings. He wrapped himself in a trench coat of black rain cloud darkness. God did. But his cloud, and listen to this, his cloud brightness burst through, a great comet of fireworks. Then God thundered out of heaven. The high God gave a great shout. You remember that's going to happen soon in the future? The great shout of God. God shot his arrows. Pandemonium. He hurled his lightnings a rout. The secret sources of ocean were exposed. The hidden depths of earth lay uncovered. The moment God roared in protest, he let loose his hurricane anger. But me he caught. Listen to David. But me he caught. The anger of God is present as God comes down, seeing all the evil against his servant. But me he caught. reached all the way from sky to sea. He pulled me out of the ocean of hate, that enemy chaos, the void in which I was drowning. They hit me when I was down, but God stuck by me. He stood me up on a wide open field. Listen to this. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before Him. When I cleaned up my act, He gave me a fresh start. Indeed, I've kept alert to God's ways. I haven't taken God for granted. Every day I review the ways He works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. Listen to the last. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to His eyes. Through darkness, you will see hope. But that hope as a Christian in the darkness of life is Jesus Christ. Do you really believe that as we read the stories of Scripture? Oh yes, that only happened back then. That only took place when Jesus was walking. Only during the days of the prophets. There is no day different, nor generation different in the eyes of God. God is not fooled by the evil that encompasses us today. God understands the hurt and the pain because He allowed Himself as His own Son to go through it and to conquer it. God knows the heart of man, and He knows that our heart is evil continually. God knows you better than anyone. And what's to the depth of your heart and how He will use you. And as you look around and you see the cloud of darkness encompass us in the United States of America, it's nothing new for this nation. It's nothing new for the Christian. Remember the story. Every time God's children cried out to Him, God came down. When we lift our heart to the Lord in prayer, God comes down. In the darkest moments when we see no hope, God reveals Himself in the bright cloud. And in that darkness, we see that cloud of hope. They may have passed on, passed over. They've gone to be with our Father in heaven. All who accepted the name of Jesus are with Him. Folks, they passed on. They're not dead. They passed over. You're going to see them later. It won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is truly drawing near. The day that God says to you and me, look up. Focus your eyes in the direction of strength, purpose, and love. You and I today are witnessing the horror that has taken place in many nations throughout the world. Men and women, children, being slaughtered because of their Christian conviction, refusing to renounce Christ, realizing they're going to die. These are children of God. Are they more so children of God than us? If the day comes in the United States of America where you're given a choice to turn your back on who you say you believe in, will you turn your back? Or will you stand up like these that so many call foreigners? In Christ, we're none foreign. In Christ, we're brothers and sisters. In Christ, we will stand together.
And in Christ you will never fall. For me, physically, to lose the breath of this body merely means I got some holy air in me and I've gone to be with the Lord. The Christian shall never die. As Jesus would say, do you believe this? I am the resurrection. I am the life. Can't you imagine for those who are standing strong today, knowing they're getting ready to die, and God, during the darkness of that period, is coming down in a cloud of pure light. The honor is going to be, will a Christian in our generation stand for Christ, no matter if it means the death of their family and themselves? Will we as Christians truly stand for Christ? Let me give you a hint on that, folks. If you will not stand for Christ during the good times, you will not stand with Christ during the bad. If you refuse to stand up in the freedom of the United States of America and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and all the abundance that we've been given during the time of hurt and pain and darkness, you definitely will not do it. If you won't stand up with the plenty when you have nothing, you will fall for everything else. God says, I've given it to you. The time has come. Speak of Memorial Day, a day where individuals are ready and willing, and we honor their name of those who have gone on because they loved. Do we love enough to stand strong in the Word of God and the truth of God? Listen, folks, it's darkness in our life. Foolishness in each life holds you away from those things that are so important. It is just a short time until each of us are considered the past generation. I'm watching today in our own history in America where those who were ready and willing to give their life, the veterans of the United States of America, the government turning their back on the very ones. Less than 1% of the population of America control the freedom of the other 99%. And then we discard them. Are we going to do the same thing with our elderly? That they get at a certain age and euthanasia, don't give them the medication because they're no longer productive. And a generation step in and says, do away with that group. Save it for those who are productive. It's a point to where man decides they are gods. And they make the choice. And when that starts coming to fruition, we understand something. God's coming. And he's not going to be happy. During the dark times, God will descend from heaven. And he will look around into the church, into the heartbeat of nations. And he will surely see those who truly love him and those who don't. You discard the wisdom of life when you discard the elderly. You discard the strength of your existence when you discard the veterans who are ready and willing to give their all for your freedom. What has America become? Are Christians now hiding in the rock piles? Are we hiding in the caves because of the darkness we see? Read the book called the Bible. God says, when you trust in me, you will see me. When the prayer of the righteous man Those who truly believe that Jesus is who he says he is. When that prayer goes up, God comes down. When God comes down, things happen. Lives change. Evil is put in his place. But our fight is not against flesh and blood. Our fight is against the spirit that lead flesh and blood into the darkness. Condemn it all you want, but we're called to do something about it. But if I stand, I will lose my job. If I stand, I could lose my life. What kind of life do you have if you do not have the life of freedom in Christ? What hope do you have without the power of Christ in directing your life? And if you will not stand for Christ during the easy times, will you truly die for him during the hard times? I know something. I know that as a Christian, I'll never die. Jesus said, I'll never see death. I will never see death. I'm going to be out of here. But it is his gift. As long as I am in this physical body, I am called by God to stand for his word and his son and his truth. Can we do it? Are all of us like each of us were at the young 17, 18, and 19? I was in the Marine Corps at 17 years old, fighting in a Dominican Republic at 18-something, and then on into Vietnam. I didn't know what life was about any more than your children know what life is truly about yet. Give them direction, because they're going to go out into a real world. And that real world does not love your children. And that real world will do everything they can to destroy the life of your child. And it is your responsibility, parents, to make sure that you've given them the word of God. Tell them the truth. Read them the scripture. It's a great story. That in the darkness of our life is when you'll see the greatest arrival of God himself. Because God does care about your darkness. He does feel your pain. And he said, I will come. Read the book. How many times he's come. Be in prayer this week for our nation. Be in prayer for your family. Because folks, whether you've paid attention or not, I don't know. But all hell has broken loose on our nation and within the churches. And Satan is doing all he can to disrupt the heart of man, leading God's children once again astray from the truth. The truth is love. The truth is power. That's why Satan does not want us to recognize it. But as a Christian, you and I know the truth. For Christ has revealed himself to us. Let's pray. Father, we ask your special blessing, special anointing upon each family. Father, how many times we pray and ask forgiveness for not being able to proclaim your word with the clarity and the power that you offer. Help each of us, Father, as we go on a daily basis to reach forth to your truth and to cry out for your love. We ask your blessing upon each one that's represented here today and all the listening audience, Father. Touch lives, touch families, bring us closer to your truth. For we ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.